The Syrian ambassador to the United Nations says the information on the Syrian army's operations in Idlib province is based on lies.
I would like to say on the record that the information provided was based on lies, misleading information.
Addressing a Security Council meeting, Jafari stressed that the Syrian army never targets schools and hospitals. He insisted that Western governments are not in a position to condemn Damascus for human rights violations. Jafari noted that the same countries that accuse the Syrian government of rights violations have banned the sale of medical equipment to Syria. Speaking at the meeting, the Russian envoy to the UN also slammed the presence of foreign forces in Syria.
Returning to the situation in Idlib, we note that ultimately this province, like other territories of the Syrian Arab Republic, should return to the control of the Syrian government, and the terrorists there might have to be undermined, have to be liquidated. There's a need not to allow terrorism to spill over from Idlib into other regions of Syria and further in the region. Fighters in the Syrian Arab Republic have already begun to move to Afghanistan, to Libya, and could certainly also return to their countries of nationality in Europe or Asia.
Nebenzia noted that militants in Syria are always deployed to areas that are occupied by foreign forces. He said the Western coalition is making demographic changes in Syria. The statements by the Syrian and Russian envoys come in response to accusations that the Syrian army targets civilians in Idlib and surrounding areas. In recent weeks, Syrian government forces have been trying to flush out terrorists from Idlib and neighboring province of Hama.